the song, and he played it. It was a very funny satirical song. And I said, that's brilliant. I said, you could do this. And I suggested some tweak of the lyrics. And he said, excellent. Made a note with a pencil, a piece of paper. And then said, and there's the sketch. And he looked at us, we looked at the sketch, and we started writing. And about 2 hours later, we'd written a sketch and another song and an idea for another sketch, without really having spoken to each other as human beings at all. And it was the most extraordinary feeling. It was another hinge, if you like. It was like falling in love, and it was a collaborative love. It was as if here was someone that I'd been meant to meet, and that we just fitted, extraordinary, very different, but absolutely fitted. And we carried on writing, and we, by the end of the year, we did this thing, the Footlights review that goes on in the Art Theatre, and then goes up to Edinburgh. And I remember we did this show, and as it happened, it was the year that they'd inaugurated this award, this comedy award called the Perrier Award, which we knew we wouldn't win because we were the Cambridge Footlights, and the whole point of the Perrier Award was that it was to welcome this new brand of stand-up and alternative comedy that was beginning to sweep the world and was beginning to make its presence felt in Edinburgh. So, but we were doing it traditional, you know, in the tradition of Monty Python and Peter Cook and the whole Footlights thing. But that was fine. But anyway, we were taking our bow at the end of the show, about a week and a half into the two-week run, when there was a sort of slight kerfuffle and the audience kind of went, like that. And I looked around and I couldn't believe what I saw. It was a man coming on stage, but not just any man, a man who had recently become very famous through a program that had just started called Not the 9 o'clock News. And this man, I knew his name was Rowan Atkinson. But I didn't know anything about him. I certainly didn't know he was slightly mad and weird. He walked on the stage of other people's shows to absorb their applause, but he had something under his arm. And he came on and we thought, well, we'd better let this. He seems to know what he's doing. So I'm very happy to announce that this year's Footlights have won the Perrier Award. And we had won this award, and he handed it to us. And it meant that we were going to do a little thing in London. And the following night, someone came from the BBC and said, could we do our show on television for BBC Two? And we said, gosh, yes. Because we thought this was our goodbye to university life. We didn't ever think we would make a go of it. Emma, who was in the show, we knew she'd be a professional. She was just born to it and was so perfect. But I had this idea, as I say, that I would quietly grow tweed in a corner somewhere. And Hugh had this very Hughish idea. He wanted to join the Hong Kong police force. he'd read somewhere that there was a lot of corruption in the force, and I think he saw himself as this pure sort of, you know, I don't know, subversible figure who would come in and clean up the Hong Kong, and plus he fancied himself in those sort of creased white shorts. Anyway, so we said it didn't meant to be professional, but the BBC came the following night after when we won. Then the night after that, someone came from ITV and said, well, we'd be interested in doing a series, that maybe they'd introduce us to someone else. And I remember that after our last night at Edinburgh, going to the digs we had and looking up at the stars and thinking, this is so extraordinary. I 8 months ago, I came off probation, having been so down in my life. And now this seems to be extraordinary. Everything seems to be pointing in the right direction. It's so weird. And this ITV series, I remember then we went off to Australia. It was the third night. Someone from Australia came and said, do a tour of Australia. And we said, gosh, that sounds fun. It's 1981. So we went. We called it Botham the Musical. In Botham, it single-handedly wrested the ashes from Australia. It was fantastic fun. And we got back, and then we had this meeting. And the idea of this ITV series would be me, Hugh, and Emma, and Paul Shearer, who was also an Alpha Black show, and not Tony Slattery, who was also part of it, but because he was a year behind, so he had to go back to Cambridge. And then they would add these other people, and whom they added in the end was someone who just